This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, you've got your diamonds and you've got your pretty clothes and the chauffeur drives your car. You let everybody know, but don't play.
When you are overthrowing a government, the local police are obviously going to be a problem. After the Bolshevik Revolution, a secret police force was created to purge the public of any political opposition. After Hitler came to power, the Nazification of local police departments took only 3 years, leaving a fully centralized police force under the control of SS leader Heinrich Himmler by 1936. In Venezuela, Maduro created a paramilitary force and employs non-state actors to fight against citizen patriots. It's an obvious priority when you plan on overthrowing a country and eliminating people's constitutional rights. Then you have to deal with the police who have sworn an oath to protect those rights. And we are now witnessing this in America. In Austin, Texas, Mayor Steve Adler came to power as one of the biggest landowners of Austin and spends most of his time perched above the city in the tallest penthouse, which is fitting. Adler does not act according to the will of the people, but rather as their king. When asked by Vice if he regretted ending the camping ban, which has unquestionably brought thousands of dangerous transients from all over the country into the once safe streets of Austin, he proudly admits to forcing his own disruptive agenda upon the people of Austin.
Was it a mistake to lift the ban?
It was absolutely not a mistake to lift the ban. I think that sometimes you really need disruptive action if you're trying to make change.
He arrogantly goes on to say that if the people vote to reinstate the camping ban, which has since happened, that nothing will change.
So I'm concerned about it passing and creating an expectation in some parts of our community that somehow or another that these people will at that point disappear, because they won't.
Some of these so-called homeless people are camping outside Austin City Hall, where they openly brag about going to war with the police.
If it's a war they want, it's a war they go get.
BLM supporter and Travis County DA Trudy Strasburger recently posted a job ad looking for a heavy hitter who is looking to prosecute police officers. Austin City Council has brazenly decided to defund the police by $150 million. This, along with having the streets filled with desperate transients, has naturally resulted in a sharp increase of violent crimes, robberies, and murders. Adler even joked with Joe Rogan how he succeeded at slowing Austin's growth by importing crime.
You know, but as I explained to people, there's only one way to really stop a city from growing.
Bring in crime.
Bring in crime. Make it an undesirable place to live.
Order out of chaos. This is the job of Adler and his radical city council. Destroy Texas from within. And it's working. Our election system has been subverted, and the population so brainwashed that Texans will likely elect Hollywood movie star Matthew McConaughey to be their next governor, proving once and for all that Texas is finished. If you don't think they can turn Texas into California, just give it a few years. The enemy's resolve seems to be far greater than our own. When radical local governments ignore the will of the people, and the people no longer have a vote, then the only hope for survival is to stand up against them.
They import crime to have a giant army they control, just like the left's bringing all the Muslims into Europe. The full report, Will Texas Resist the Communist Takeover, is powerful. It's got 200,000 views just today. It needs to get 10 million views. Please share it on your email, your text message while you still can. Please share it on Facebook, Twitter, everywhere else. You can share it from the URL that they're not blocking at this point. They are blocking band.video, but the same URL leads you to all the same videos, and that is freeworldnews.tv. Freeworldnews.tv.
I knew. Black. Golden.
Memorial Day 2021 is here, and that means store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And on top of it, a lot of our best-selling products that have been sold out for up to 6 months because of the COVID supply chain problems are finally back in stock. And that's a good thing because these are products that are really good for you and your family, good for your immune system, good for your cells, good for your body. All of them are amazing, but DNA Force Plus is, again, the flagship. It's got the PQQ, the CoQ10, and so much more. It helps your telomeres last longer. It cleans out your mitochondria. The list goes on and on. It is 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. That's an unprecedented deal. What else is back in stock? People are very excited to hear Pollen Block for seasonal discomfort, for allergies. It's back in stock, 40% off as well, with a bunch of other items like Alpha Power and more at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping and double Patriot points for Memorial Day.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we have next hour in studio a gentleman joining us who works in a lot of different parts of the world in Army Special Operations. One of the co-hosts of the popular Drinking Bros podcast in Holloway. And he is going to break here. Exclusive news. They already put some of it out last week on their show. It became national news. They've got even more news dealing with exactly who is smuggling the children illegally inside of the United States. And believe me, when this comes up next hour, it's going to blow you away. They have photos. They have video. They have this from people inside the entire situation. So you definitely do not want to miss that information coming up with Dan Holloway of American Patriot Party podcast and drinkingbros.com. We're going to show you all the photos, the video, and it dovetails with our research, all the footage we got down in South Texas on the Mexico border as well. So look for that to happen coming up. Now, Vox Day has been a frequent guest of ours. It's like a year's gone by in like 5 seconds. He hadn't been on in a year. Vox Day's best-selling author of SJW is Always Lying. SJW is Always Double Down. He is the lead editor of Castilla House and a major comic book distributor. He's got some new comic books coming out right now. We'll tell you about in the last segment today, arkhaven.com. It's a great way to reach out to the young people. But he also lives over in Europe. I wanted to get his take on the whole geopolitical machinations that are unfolding. The COVID launch, Fauci and Gates in trouble. All the information that's unfolding, Putin's top advisors coming out and saying there's a new world order of Satanists that want to destroy the planet, and they've taken over America, and they're the same Bolsheviks that took over in Russia. I mean, this stuff is on the Russian news. People don't know that here. Vladimir Putin, the new world order, worships Satan. Putin's former chief of staff, Trump was modern George Washington, reveals why globalists hated him. I mean, it just goes on. And on and on, that wild card of Russia as well. And I know that Vox Day has looked into a lot of that. So we're going to cover it all here today and kind of get that 35,000-foot view, because he's a smart guy, about what he expects to come next with Biden, the puppet that can hardly talk, dissolving the borders, announcing we can't produce any mining here in the U.S. It's just incredible actions of war. Why, Vox Day, and it's great to have you back with us, would the system be now getting ready to bring out the Wuhan lab-made truth? Why are they burning Fauci? Why are they burning Gates? What do you think that's really all about? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Alex. It's good to see you again. I think what's happening now is that the plan to bring about the New World Order in a relatively easy frog boiling in the gradually increasing temperature water failed. What we're seeing is increasingly a desperate attempt to try to get things in place in a way that they can't be destroyed because their original plans fell apart. If you look at the history of the last 200 or 300 years, and I've been reading an excellent book called Stalin's War that's very eye-opening about the history of World War II, the true history of World War II. What you see is that these Prometheans, as I call them, the devil worshippers that Putin points out and has called out, they have gone from empire to empire, using it to foster their long-term plans. So they were in the British Empire. Then when the U.S. rose, they began to attempt to influence the development of the U.S. Empire. They did the same thing in the Soviet Union. But about maybe 10 years ago, it became clear that their attempt to jump to China was failing. I don't know, because obviously I'm not privy to these things, but it looks to me as if the Chinese nationalists understood what was happening and rejected them at the same time that the Russian people managed to clear out the remnants that had been installed in the post-Soviet era during the Yeltsin years. And so the fact that the United States and Britain still remain largely under the influence of, for what, you know, for lack of a better term, we'll just call the globalist lobby, it's a difficult position for them because the USA is failing and it's no longer capable of pushing the rest of the world around. And so that's why I think you're seeing what is essentially a globalist Hail Mary attempt.
I 100% agree with that brief on-target analysis. I just spent an hour trying to babble that out. But, I mean, this is an epic moment to see them try to discredit Trump, discredit Bolsonaro, try to get people like Boris Johnson, who's just an opportunist, back under their control, try to discredit Brexit, and then to see Kerry, John Kerry, and to see them admitting that we're using COVID to lock things down, to defeat nationalists, to defeat the Yellow Vest, to defeat Bolsonaro. They still have that arrogance where they talk at Davos and talk in their own statements at the CFR about bribing people and getting Ukrainian officials fired. And, you know, son of a bitch, he was fired, you know, 2 hours later. It's still crazy. But I understand they brag because that makes it look like they're invincible to their minions. You know, it's part of the bravado, part of the confidence game. But don't they get now that it's not working anymore?
Well, I think that they're beginning to understand that on some level. But, you know, they're used to having setbacks and they're used to things going badly. You know, because they ultimately report to, creatures that are not subject to human lifespans, because they literally worship what Christians call the devil. You know, they don't. The important thing to understand, that's why I call them Prometheans. They don't see it that way. They don't see themselves as being Satan worshipers. They think that they're light bringers. You know.
And you're right. I say that devil worshipers, that's a term the public knows. You're right. They believe they are becoming gods like Prometheus. And they believe we're going to be punished for the fact that we're trying to become gods and that this great pain is part of that Promethean struggle.
Yeah, it's just the birthing process. And so when you look at the way that they're constantly talking about ascending, and they're constantly talking about progress, and they're constantly talking about bringing about a better world. I mean, you know, there's so much bringing about a better world propaganda right now. Practically every television show or movie that you'll see now incorporates that line somehow. And so you know, the Nevers, which is the new Joss Whedon show, it's all, you know, they must have used that line, bringing about a better world, something like 10 times in a single episode. It was clearly this sort of hypnotic programming approach. And that's the plan, but of course, no battle plan survives contact with the enemy. And the problem that they have is that their plan is wildly unrealistic. It's totally contrary to nature. It's totally contrary to God. It's totally contrary to what 98%, maybe 99% of all human beings actually want. And so, you know, that's why you're seeing the rise of transgenderism, and you're seeing the rise of eat the bugs instead of the beef. And it's intentional insanity, because it is a rejection of reality. It's a rejection of nature. It's a rejection of God. A very wise Italian admiral.
Stay right there. I want to hear us when we come back. Fascinating. It is literally a desecration. We'll be right back.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Netto Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Selling author and a major comic book publisher, a great way to wake people up. He's got a whole new line of best-selling comic books out. We'll tell you about that in the last segment of this hour. But really what's fascinating is his understanding of geopolitics. Really a smart guy. Now, Fox, you got cut off by the break. We're getting into this Italian leader that you were talking about that quantified there is a war on nature, on God's creation, you know, the Jacobins, French Revolution. All of that, here's, and I want you to give us the quote, but here's two examples. The mayor of Austin just came out in a Joe Rogan interview. I played it earlier before you came on, and he said, we've imported crime to stop growth. We want to hurt people. We want things to be bad. That's their Machiavellian view. That's why the blue cities are like this on purpose. They do this on purpose. They order the police to let the drug dealing happen, all of it. And it's just like the Trudeau in Canada said, I want to be a dictator like China. That's a quote to a group of women who get very excited by it. So, yeah, we're going to cut your boy's genitals off, and we're going to call it loving and liberal. I mean, if you did that 20 years ago, you'd be put in prison. So, yeah, there's a war on God, a war on reality, and an attempt to just gaslight us into this position right now. Please continue.
Well, I was having dinner with some Italian army officers, one of whom was his father was an admiral, and he happened to have joined us. And it was interesting because, you know, there's a strong intellectual element to the Italian officers' education. They tend to be very well read. And this admiral said, well, you know, at the end of the day, every political discussion ultimately comes down to Aristotle or Plato. And, yeah, that's true. It's absolutely true. You know, you and I, Alex, were very much Aristotelians. The Prometheans and so forth are very much Platonists. But there's a deeper element, and it's one that a lot of very smart, very bright people whose hearts are in the right place, whose minds are in the right place, are not able to understand or comprehend because their eyes are blinded to the spiritual realities. And when you look at the spiritual realities, you see from the beginning that the Tower of Babel never ended. That's why the European Union building looks like the Tower of Babel. It's not just an homage. It's precisely the same empire. You know, Philip K. Dick actually wrote about it. He called it the empire that never ended. And the various empires that we see, the British Empire, the U.S. Empire, the Soviet Empire, those are all supposed to be iterations of it. They're tools, but they're also the sort of public fist of it. I suspect that, like I said, the whole plan went awry because China was supposed to be the next empire, but I don't think that In the same way that the Prometheans did not expect Donald Trump, I don't think they expected President Xi. You know, Xi is very, very anti-corruption for all of his, shall we say, idiosyncrasies that we in the West might not appreciate. He's incredibly anti-corruption, and that's not amenable to the empire. And so I think that that's...
Well, isn't that the big criticism of globalism's lofty goal of peace and world government that's for the lower-level minions that are in it but have been led into basically... Part of the understanding is they never fulfill their plans of empowering people. It's all about enslaving. They never go through on their deals. They're always stealing. They're the opposite of what they claim they're doing.
Exactly. I mean, they're the epitome of corruption. They're the epitome of lies and dishonesty. They never deliver what they promise to the world. And so that's why a leader like Donald Trump, a leader like Xinjiang Xi, or I apologize, I don't have his first name correct, but a leader like Xi, leaders like someone like Bolsonaro or Matteo Salvini in Italy, those are people who are too upright in at least some manner to bend the knee to the corruption that is required for the globalists to...
Well, exactly. Xi will execute you if you try to teach a kid to be transgender, and I'm not defending all the other stuff he does, but at least he has a code he follows, and it's not the exact code the globalists want, that is to just mutilate and vandalize God's creation.
Precisely, and Putin is the same way. You know, Putin is a very fearsome individual, but he also has a very strong moral code, and I believe it might even be a strong Christian code based on some of the stuff that he said. You know, and so when you have world leaders of this caliber, they are capable of standing up to rejecting and completely destroying the plans of the globalists, which is why I believe they needed to go to this ridiculous attempt to transform what is the flu into a pandemic, and then this mass vaccination campaign that, you know, only God knows, only God and the devil knows, you know, what's really involved in all of that.
Where do you think this is going with Bill Gates obviously falling from grace, not being in a leadership position, carrying out the medical tyranny, Fauci now in a lot of trouble? Where do you see that going?
Well, I think it's going to become a revolutionary. There's going to be revolutionary potential once people who have been vaccinated understand what has actually been done to them. And I think that you're going to see an incredible amount of chaos, because, you know, chaos is what order comes out of. And since their orderly plan failed, I believe that this is the chaotic plan to attempt to restore their...
Exactly. This is going to destabilize the whole planet, and their main target was Western Christian countries. You notice China and India will not take any of the West vaccines because they're not vaccines.
Oh, yeah. They know better. And they understand that there's no way that anyone with half a brain would voluntarily accept to be injected with this stuff. I mean, I don't know exactly what it does, but I do know that it's not a vaccine by definition. And I do know that if you don't eat GMO foods, you damn sure shouldn't be modifying yourself.
Well, this just attacks all the replicating cells, so everything but your eyes, the rods and cones in your eyes, every damn cell in your body, except for eggs in a woman's ovaries and your eye cells, are dividing and replicating, and this damn thing attacks it all. I mean, I guess the enamel in your teeth will be immune from it. That's it. Your eyes, enamel in your teeth, and women's eggs. But they're just going to attack the sheath on the ovaries, though. We'll be right back with Vox Day, really smart cookie. Why has he been on over a year? We'll get this guy on more often. ArkHaven.com. Stay with us. ArkHaven.com. A lot of virtue signalers out there will tell you how much they care about troops and how much they care about veterans, but at the same time, they won't stand up for what those veterans and what those troops fought for in the last 250 years of U.S. history. And now more than ever, what our republic stands for and has stood for is under attack. America is under globalist takeover. It's an information war. It is an economic war. But most importantly, it is a spiritual war. And now, of course,
It's a biological and chemical war with the vaccines. We were the first to tell you that the virus came out of Wuhan. We were the first to tell you that vaccine passports were coming. We were the first to lay out basically everything because we actually do our research and know what we're talking about. And that's why it's important to keep InfoWars in the air now more than ever. And for Memorial Day week, we're having store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. A lot of great products are back in stock, like DNA Force, Alpha Power, and Pollen Block. So, to all the veterans, all the patriots, we salute you. And I want to ask the listeners, please support InfoWars now more than ever.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've got to realize that we're not making this up. And there's this process happening where something I've talked about and Vox Dave's talked about and so many others have talked about over the years. He's been doing this a long time as well. It's all coming out in the open now. And people are thinking, wow, you're not joking about this. I mean, Dr. Tenpenny's respected. But I've read the reports by Wolfgang Ludard, the top advisor to the EU, and the former head scientist at Pfizer, who just retired a few years ago in good graces, saying this will start killing people en masse within 6 months to a year. It'll cause blood clots.
It'll grow tumors all over you, and then all of a sudden they're growing tumors everywhere, and they're going, well, don't worry about tumors in your uterus or in your lymph nodes. And they're going in and doing emergency surgeries on people and admitting the vaccine caused it, and supermodels are dying of strokes right after they take it. It's every hour we're seeing someone prominent die. Why would you launch something like this, knowing in the studies Fauci did at UT in 2012 with similar vaccines for coronaviruses, that it causes an attack on that protein in the body? How would you, unless you were just trying to create total chaos? And then how do they think they're going to get away with that? Well, people don't understand that these Prometheans are psychotics. They're mad scientists. And that's why in every, seems, comic book movie they make, they tell you it's a mad scientist doing it who can't help themselves and does this. Well, why is that the plot to all this? Because they love to tell you with revelation of the method, predictive programming, what they're doing. And so the bigger question is getting into the mindsets of these people. Because so many folks are like, who cares about their mindsets? Let's stop them. Understanding their mindset, I found, is how you wake the public up, because the general public doesn't operate like this, and so they have trouble understanding why people do things like this, Vox Day.
That's absolutely right. And the reason that they talk about things ahead of time is because they need to normalize them. If you just start off from scratch and you say, hey, Jimmy, why don't you cut off your genitals and start wearing a dress? That's not going to go over very well. It requires literally decades of intellectual softening up. It requires literally decades of narrative shifting. And that's why they place such importance on Hollywood, or as I usually refer to it, the hellmouth. And it's why they focus so much on controlling all of the entertainment across the West. And this is also, of course, why China refuses to let them have free entry into the Chinese entertainment system, because they understand that it is a vital entry point for that. And the way that we beat them, we don't just stop them. We have to continue to push our own competing narratives. You can't defeat rhetoric with dialectic. You can't defeat the unthinking influence of a comic book with a very important essay from a think tank on National Review. You have to fight fire with fire. That's why we started Arkhaven, because we saw what they were doing now that they had control of Marvel, now that they had control of DC, and we thought, okay, they're going to go and attack the good, the beautiful, and the true. They're going to pervert it and turn it into the evil, the ugly, and the lie. And so we created Arkhaven, and we've been, as you know, publishing comics for a couple of years now. We've just launched this new site called ArkTunes, where everything is free. It's totally subscriber supported. And there's actually more content on ArkTunes in a month than DC Comics publishes in a month. And so I'd encourage all of your viewers, even if you're not at all into comic books, look at my library. Do I look like I'm a big comics book guy? I'm more inclined to, read Dante in the original Italian than I am to read an old copy of the Fantastic Four. But I understand the importance of narrative. And
explain the Jungian psychology. Jung didn't invent this. Plato didn't invent this. Hegel didn't invent the dialectic. They just took what was already there and gave it names. But the globalists are obsessed with programming our subconscious. And so absolutely, you can't reach somebody with a white paper where the globalists admit they're doing this. But if you do it in a skit or you do it in a movie or you do it in a comic book form, then they totally get it. They're threatened by that.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And they're very focused on controlling it. Like, for example, a Asian company started a similar company called Tapas. And they're about, their traffic is about 10 times larger than theirs, although their most successful comics only get about 3 or 4 times the traffic. They were just purchased for $150 million. Now, that's insane. Why would you ever pay that much money for a second-tier digital comic site that literally doesn't have any major or even particularly good comics on it, right? Well, the reason is because it's important for them to control the narrative. That's why Disney paid $4 billion for Star Wars. That's why they paid $4 billion for Marvel. You know, and the only way that you avoid it is if you have people that are not just interested. Yeah, I mean, look at the art on Tapas there, and then compare it to the art that's on ArcToons. You can see that our stuff is significantly better. You know, and also look at how that was all lesbian, you know, LGBT whatever stuff. You know, whereas we're doing the actual traditional superhero
well,
stuff.
Well, they're also rewarding that. Explain to people why the cover, and it's all over the stores, Skittles, Levi's, is Pride Week, telling you that you're not really human, him, he, she, they, them, add your own pronouns, that it says open your heart to love when you open the box to the children, and then you get some, you know, toxic GMO garbage. I mean, this is a full assault, not about love and unity, but about people being alone and not having families and about not having children. It's about death.
Exactly. And how are you going to fight that cereal box with a important essay published on National Review? You're not. You can't. And that's why every attempt by the conservatives to try to fight this stuff by saying, hey, look at how bad the left is. And the thing that's so stupid and frustrating about it is it doesn't have anything to do with the left per se. It doesn't have anything to do with politics per se. It has to do with the most fundamental aspects of good and evil. It ultimately has to do with, do you serve the God of this world or do you serve Jesus Christ?
And let's quantify that, because the globalists aren't wrong. The globalists aren't idiots. They're not environmentalist wackos. They're conquerors by overthrowing logic and goodness, sabotaging us so we're even more fallen than them, so they can take control of us. They are saboteurs, and they know they are, and they are the enemy, and anyone that joins them is delusional. All you get is failure joining Satan.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I tell people, look, even if you're not a Christian, and even if you don't worship Jesus Christ and rely on him for your salvation, at the very least, you should support Western civilization, because, you know what, we have flush toilets, because that's what you're going to give up.
Everybody's trying to get in to get that, but the globalists are going to use what comes from outside to actually destroy that, because it's like floating debris in a wrecked ship. They don't want any of us to get back to land. They want to sink everything.
Precisely, and that's why I coined the term magic dirt. You know, a lot of conservatives think, well, as long as everybody, you know, thinks the right thing and wants to live here, then they're going to be just like every other American. Well, that's not true, you know. The dirt is not magic. It didn't turn the white European settlers into Indians.
Stay right there. Let's talk about it.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stuff he's doing. He's a very smart guy. I want to get more into these comic books because as adults, we're more cerebral. We like to look at that. But even adults nowadays are into comic books. And it's so rare to see something that isn't the globalist brainwashing that people really snap these up. In fact, we sell the hard copies of their comic books at InfoWarsStore.com from Alt Hero. He can't even keep those in stock, ladies and gentlemen. And so now they've gone digital with a bunch of their work and it's exploding. We'll talk about ArkHaven.com here in a moment with Vox Day. But separately, big picture, what do you expect to happen with them getting ready to indict Trump's inner circle and then indict him out of New York? Obviously pressure. How do they do that while Biden and the laptop and the Chinese and how obvious this is? And what other shoes to drop are you expecting to see?
Well, I'm expecting that Biden's not going to probably make it to the end of his term. And I think that that's going to set off a lot of, because, I mean, his health is just not good. I don't know if you've ever been unfortunate enough to know somebody with dementia, but once they start going downhill, it tends to be pretty rapid.
It accelerates, and they kind of dip down, go up a little, but then dip down even more. And one day they're sitting there nice. The next day they're writing on the walls of their feces.
Yeah, and what we've seen out of Joe Biden, you know, tends to indicate somebody who is further along the process than, let's say you would want to see your, you know, grandparents or your parents. And so, you know, it's going to be very interesting there because obviously Harris is not a serious individual.
She's a very loathsome person.
Well, I think she must be. I don't know much about her other than, you know, the obvious biography. But the fact that she was so wildly unpopular, even among the Democrats, I don't see how it will be possible for her to serve.
Exactly. She comes off as totally fake and disingenuous and synthetic, even more revolting than the Crypt Keeper Biden. Why did the engineers do that? Why did they put her in? Why do they love her so much?
Oh, because she's somebody who has, you know, kissed the ring. She's somebody who has indicated that she's willing to take orders, and maybe that's enough. You know, maybe that's all they think they need. But I think that what they're going to find is that the more that Americans find out about what is actually going on around the world, and the more that they're going to turn to the nationalist right that everybody has been trying, you know, everybody from Jordan Peterson and Ben Shapiro all the way to the Democratic left has been desperately trying to stop the rise of. But like I've said for years, it's inevitable.
And again, I mean, I guess the way definitely Shapiro undoubtedly knows, I mean, he's pushed in the algorithm by Google, by Facebook, by Twitter. In fact, even internal documents come out of Google and Facebook. They push them harder than Democrats because they're supposed to be our leadership.
Exactly. And they never will be. They never will be. There are too many people who love Jesus Christ, who love good, who love the beautiful, who love the true. They're not going to accept these absolutely fake constructions that are pale parodies of the truth.
Well, I don't want to go on a jag attacking Jordan Peterson, but you did say he was mentally ill and crazy and had serious problems. Then he did have a breakdown indeed. I mean, I think mentally he's a lot smarter than Shapiro that just kind of reads real fast. And that's his one trick, you know, and everybody bows down and he's the genius. He's the enlightened one. He's the God. But I do see an ongoing rejection of these guys. But what happened with Peterson?
Well, Peterson feels a tremendous sense of guilt for something. I don't know what. But, you know, he's not what I would call a happy ticket taker. You know, he's somebody who sold his soul to the devil and wants it back, but he doesn't know how. And I think that's the real reason for his breakdown.
That's a great analysis. So who's Ben Shapiro?
Well, Shapiro, you know, he actually, you know, he didn't want to be a media whore. And he did have a crisis of conscience in his early teens. But, you know, at some point in time, he decided to just dive in and make the best of it. I mean, I don't
know. Because for folks that don't know, I'm from memory, he worked for you, didn't he?
No, he didn't work for me, but we were both writers at WorldNet Daily, and I don't think it's too much of an exaggeration to say that he looked up to me a bit.
Yeah, it's just incredible because if you have eyes to see, you see transparently they're hiding something. They're plus you see what they do. I mean, I would say Shapiro's far worse than Peterson. You would probably argue the otherwise.
No, I think that Shapiro has come to terms with the arrangement that he made. I think that there's still some spark of life, of love of the truth inside Peterson that is horrified by the situation that he finds himself.
But I mean, what kind of deal did he have to make in academia? I mean, what is the central crime that Peterson is committing? I mean, intellectually, spiritually.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's individual.
But I'm saying, what is the manifestation of him selling out? Because he looks like somebody that saw the devil and made the deal of Faustian fear. He has in his eyes. It's a great way to describe it. Faustian fear.
Clearly. Exactly.
So what the hell do you think he did? I mean, but intellectually, what is he doing that serves evil?
Well, intellectually, what he's doing is he's attempting to push atomistic individualism in order to prevent people from taking pride in their families, in their identities, and in their nations. I mean, he's been richly rewarded to try to turn people away from nationalism.
Sure, so it's kind of a form of Satanism. It's still all about you. And by doing that, you lose everything.
Yes. Yeah, and you know, and I'm speaking as not only a former small L libertarian, but you know, I used to be considered. I was on the list of the 25 leading libertarians on the internet. So you know, it's a seductive argument and one that I fell for. But at the end of the day,
sure.
You know, libertarianism is as intrinsically false as communism.
Well, yeah, because the big corporations, when you leave them alone, just become a new government. Listen, you got to come back next week. A year's been too long. Come back in the next few weeks. I want to do a whole hour on arkhaven.com. Amazing comics there. A lot of really great stuff. You're reaching a ton of people. Everybody should get a membership and give it to their young people. Certainly adults that are into comics will really enjoy it. That's arkhaven.com. Give us 30 seconds on arkhaven.com, Vox.
Arkhaven.com is actually free for everyone to read. We do have subscriptions, but that's just to support the production of more art.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, absolutely. Yeah, people should go there.
It's pretty out there, as you can see. This is from Midnight's War, which is our vampire comic. And we've got openly Christian comics. We've got military comics. We've got classic comics. The legend Chuck Dixon writes a number of them. We've got, you know, strong heroes. We've got beautiful women. We've got, you know, the best of what the Silver Age and the Golden Age offers. But most importantly, yeah, we have a very strict rule, even for the independent creators who join us, which is no sex, no Satanism, and no social justice. And so in that particular comic, you know, one of the interesting things is that we actually answer the question that people have asked for centuries or for decades, which is why do vampires fear the cross? And so it's kind of a wild, totally new take on the whole vampire lore. And I think that people will like it. Hammer of Freedom is from our partners in Brazil. It's absolutely brilliant.
Well, I should have said up front because I knew that. The site's free, but when I say subscriber, you mean patrons, people that are going to support it. They should go there. A lot of amazing stuff. Everybody share the link, arkhaven.com. Vox Day, join us again very, very soon, my friend.
Happy to. Thanks for having me, Alex.
Very thought-provoking, smart guy. Okay, we're going to go to break. We got a special guest coming in. Just briefly, store-wide free shipping through Memorial Day. That's how you fund the operations, getting products. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points to the 5%, 10% off on your next order. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10%. DNA Force Plus, 40% off, sold out for months, back in stock. Vaso Beats, back in stock. Ultra 12, back in stock. Pollen Block for your allergies, amazing, back in stock. All 40 to 50% off with free shipping, and it funds the InfoWar. Stay with us.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocates Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.